sahanavavatu, sahanau punatu, sahaviryam karavavahe, tejasvinavatitamastu ma vidvishavahai. Om shanti shanti shanti.
Do you have a pen open?
All right.
Bhandarkar, page, lesson 23. Lesson 23, sentences on page 191 and 192.
Do you
want to
do the first one?
Yeah, I'll do the first one.
She has done the sentence.
Nitya karma anushtanaya asnasihi tat shudradin ma strikshaha. Nitya karma is from nitya karman. So it's every day, daily practice.
Rituals.
A daily ritual. And then Anushtan, so this is the fourth geshe, Anushtaya, I think what I'm getting confused.
It's Anushtana, right?
Anushtanaya, that's what I'm getting confused. Anushtanaya is the fourth geshe. And Nityakarma, I don't think through this stuff. So Nityakarman is the substantive, so Nityakarma is just in the nominative?
It's a compound. Nitya karma anushtana.
Oh, that's anushtana. Why. That's why I was getting confused. Nitya karma anushtanaya. So it's for the daily practice for religious purposes or for whatever.
The nitya karmas.
Nitya karmas.
Those are the daily karmas that
right.
have to be done.
Yeah.
Nitya naimittika, prayaschitta karmas, you know.
Oh, right. Okay. And then asnasihi is the sixth variety in the second person singular from snan to bathe, right? Sna is the root. And then tat, therefore. Shudra adin. So Shudra is the untouchables, and Shudra adin will be in the accusative plural. Shudras, etc. Ma imperative negation and striksha should be second person imperative then. So you have performed your nitya karmas, and you have taken your bath. You have bathed.
What does snasihi mean? Asnasihi.
Asnasihi means you have bathed.
Mm-hmm. Then what does it say?
So you have bathed for the purpose of performing your nitya karmas.
Yeah.
Therefore, don't touch any shudras, etc.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to read them? Mm-hmm.
Oh wait, why don't you break down that? What do you think that compound is? What kind of compound is it?
Oh, okay. Nitya karma anushtanaya. So it would be, let me think for a second. For the purpose, so you have anushtanaya, having done. So anushtanam is doing, right?
It's the performance.
It's the performance.
Yeah.
Of nitya karmas, the performance of nitya karmas. So is that just the shashti?
So you go the relationship between anushtana and karma. So that's a shashti, the performance of
right.
the karmas. And then you go, what's the relationship between karma and nitya?
Every,
you keep working.
Right. So that's a shashti between karma and anushtana. And then nitya karma is just going to be everyday action. So it would be karma. Oh, it's adjectival, so it's just going to be a karmadharya.
Good.
So it's Shashti Tatpurusha is the final compound, and then the relationship between the first is
And you label the compound by the first, by the relationship of the last letter, the last word to the one before.
So then the entire compound is a Shashti.
Unless it's a Bahuvrahi, and if it's a Bahuvrahi, then the whole thing is called a Bahuvrahi, and then you have to. So yeah, it's a Shashti Tatpurusha.
I have a question. Shudradin, is that just one word, or is that's a compound?
Shudra plus Adi.
Okay.
And what you're going to see is that coming all of the time, because what it does is say, etc., or literally, okay. Adi means beginning, so beginning with Shudras.
That's what I thought. I just couldn't find it anywhere.
Adi, long Ah,
long Adi.
Adi,
okay.
And then we say beginning with Shudras, or Shudras in English is Shudras, etc.,
okay.
Like that. But literally, it's beginning with it.
This anushtan is a definite word for us.
Anushtana.
Yeah.
What does it mean
for
you?
We always do it anushtan for some puja, some special puja.
You have to start
temple.
Yeah, the anushtana
is the
doing of the puja.
This is a word in itself. It has the meaning.
Yes.
Puja karvai, anushtan kijiye.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's what it is in Sanskrit too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nitnikar.
Sorry.
नित्य कर्मानुष्ठानाया स्नापो चलिए
नित्य
कर्मान अनुष्ठाया
नित्य कर्म अनुष्ठानाया
अस्नासीस तत शुद्रादीन मा स्प्रिक्षः
या Shudradin ma sprikshaha. Good.
Did we finish the whole thing? Yeah, we did.
I'm sorry. I was spacing out. Okay. That's right.
There is a word in Punjabi, nitname. Nitya niyam.
Oh, the nitya niyama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nitname, they say in Punjabi, that means whatever you are
supposed to do.
In morning, yeah.
Yeah, the niyamas are the required duties.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the nitya-niyamas, they have required duties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number two, Venu Taman Tamanya Agnim Ajma Sisham.
Adma Sisham.
Dma Sisham.
With the air, right?
Adma Sisham. Tad Asmin Pradipte Bahna
Va. Va.
Sorry.
Vani means fire.
Right. Yeah. Vahna Vahutihi. Prasya.
Prasya.
I can't see. Prasya. Okay. Venu Tamanya is bamboo pipe, or pipe of bamboo, or tube of bamboo. And it's a Shashti Tatpurusha, and it's declined in the feminine instrumental singular. Agnim is accused of singular fire, and then Adma Sisham is from Tma, which is it's the first person singular, Parasamipada, and it's the aorist, I think, sixth variety. It means I blew the fire with a bamboo pipe.
Yeah.
And then Tat Asmin Pradipte. Tat, therefore, Asmin Pradipte, those are both in the locative singular. And then also, Vahnau is the next word in the locative singular. So therefore, this bright fire, or shining brightly fire shining brightly. And then Ahutihi is accusative plural, and it's sacrificial.
I think it's Ahuti.
Is it Ah? Okay.
Yeah. Well, look at it. You would know that from the Sunday.
Yes, that's true.
Ahuti.
Ahuti oblations or sacrificial oblations, accusative plural. And then prasya, it's a gerund, isn't it? No. Okay, so I just went, I thought it might have been an imperative, but I couldn't figure out what verb it's from. Second
us.
Person. It is
the,
us
to throw. Fourth person,
okay,
Micah.
So I couldn't figure out why it wouldn't be siya.
No, because it's not aorist. It's just a regular imperative from us, fourth person, fourth atmanapada.
Okay, but I still wasn't, I was like thinking that I couldn't, that the it would be saya, but it wouldn't, it would be siya. Okay.
Because fourth. Okay. Remember the guna sign for the fourth is ya?
Yes.
It'll make a conjunct consonant.
Okay.
And the second person singular, there's no termination.
Right.
So that's why.
Okay.
Do you understand, Kiki? No termination in the imperative. This is just a regular, fourth parasmipeda. And so you see the yakara there.
And is it a causal or not?
No.
Okay, it's straight
imperative,
fourth.
Second
okay.
Person.
Imperative, second person.
Okay.
Fourth parasmipeda.
That was my only thing I came up with was brought and us, but I was like, okay, how's that going to work? All right, so it's I blew the fire with a bamboo pipe. Therefore, you may throw or give the oblations in this brightly shining fire.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The translation says bestow. Would that be the
bestow?
Bestow. Yeah.
Well, the us is, you know, when you're offering the the ahuti into the fire.
Mm-hmm.
You can use this verb us, and so when you say throw, it's a little coarse.
Yeah.
You know, so you can say I offer, but the idea is that you're actually throwing it into the fire. But in English, you'd probably use the word offer.
Okay.
And know that that's the sense of throwing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Okay. Pam, you want to read?
Yeah. I don't know which. What is the sandhi here?
It.
Veni dhamanyagni.
Yeah, Venu Dhamanya and then Agnin.
Huh? And then?
Then that's
Madmasisham.
Admasisham.
Oh,
from Ma.
Okay.
Ma means to blow.
Right.
So it's an aorist.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Venu Dhamanya
Agnin.
Venu
Dhamanya
Agnin. Venu Dhamanya Agnin.
Venu Dhamanya Agnin.
Venu Dhamanya Agnin.
Admasisham.
Dhamasisham.
I don't know this word actually.
Dhamma means to blow.
Yeah, ma.
And this is
sisham.
An aorist form.
Dhamasisham.
Dhamasisham. Yeah.
Tadasmin pradipte.
Tadasmin pradipte.
Vanha vahutihi prasya.
Vanha vahutihi prasya.
This is vanho, is it?
Yeah, it's vanha.
Vanho ahuti.
Vanha.
Ahuti,
Rasya. Good.
That is. We're not used to seeing the locative singular for an ending very often.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Okay. Bhoho purohita bhavat ajnam anusritya batve aham savitrim upadiksham. Tat adhuna tat
adhuna.
Sorry, I can't read this. Hold on a second. Tat adhuna anyat karaniyam darshaya. Bhoho purohita. He bhoho is a form of address. He purohita. Purohita is pandit or
priest,
right. Hey priest, bhavat agnya. Bhavat is that the form of address to you, Mr.
Yes.
Sir. Bhavat agnya. Anusritya, I think, is an IPP. So, having followed your agya, your instruction, according to your, anusritya will be according. Anusritya is in accordance,
follow,
with.
In accordance with. You can use it adverbial like that.
Right. But it is an IPP, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then agnyam is just from agya, order, instruction. So according, in accordance with your instruction, batave is from batu, which is a child, So Bhattave will be the fourth case, singular. For the child.
Uh-huh. Or boy, because it's in the masculine.
Yeah. So, Bhattave aham savitrim upadiksham. So, upadiksham is up plus adiksham. Adiksham is from dihi, is the root, and it's first person singular, the seventh variety in Parasmaipada.
I think
dish.
Upadish. You know, upadesha is teaching. Upadish means to teach.
I thought it's like diksha, that to have given. Okay.
No, it's from Upadish.
So the root is actually, is not dihi at all?
No.
It's the, okay. I didn't look up the meaning of it. I figured it must mean to teach. Okay. What does dihi mean?
What do you mean, D-H-I?
No, dihi is also a root, and I wasn't sure.
Oh, just a minute, I'll look it up. I'm doing this, getting this morning Williams up.
Okay, so it's from dish, okay.
Is it Upadiksham or Upadiksham?
Yeah.
Upadiksham, sorry.
Mm-hmm. The A is from because of the aorist.
Right. Adiksham is the...
And Dish takes this. Remember all of these that we did before? The Sh becomes Ka and then the...
Yes.
The
but does Ha also become Ka?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Ha
so
also. Yeah, it does. What was that root? The aspirate D?
No, just the... Not aspirate.
D?
Tathada.
Long E?
No, short E.
Really? I don't know that root.
Diha. It's given here in...
Diha?
It's given in number 6 here for the 7th variety.
It's no. D-I-H.
Duha, Diha.
Oh, Diha.
Diha, Guha.
It's actually... Are you talking about... Oh, Diha.
Yeah, Diha. Sorry, Diha. Not Diha. Diha.
Oh. Where is that one given?
Page 191, number 6.
Well, it's irrelevant actually to the sentence, so it doesn't matter.
Addiction.
So, upadiksham.
Upadiksham.
Yeah, from upadish.
So then it is upadiksham.
But the long ah is from the aorist.
Addiction. No. Upadiksham. It is upadiksham.
Yeah.
Not upadiksham.
Because it takes that augment, that augment in front of the verb for past tense. Explain to teach.
So then aham upadiksham is
I taught.
Uh-huh. I taught him. I taught the Batu Savitrim.
Uh-huh.
I taught him that way of doing whatever
uh-huh.
the teaching is.
Uh-huh.
Tat adhuna. And adhuna is an indeclinable for now, these days. So now.
Yeah, aduna,
now.
Mm-hmm.
Anyat. What else?
Karmi. Oh, this is... Okay, yeah. Aduna, anyat.
Do I have that right? Aduna, anyat.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Now, what else karuniyam should I darshaya? Actually, I didn't break this down properly. So what else should... Show me what I should do. What else I should do. So karuniyam will be... karuniyam... Oh, is it a potential? It's a potential participle?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even think of that. Yeah, that's right. That makes sense. So both darshaya and karuniyam are potential participle. So now tell me what else I should do. I've already taught this boy the savitrim.
Therefore now, literally.
Therefore now. Tell,
show me
show
what
me
else
that.
Anyat is to be done.
What else is to be done.
Because the karuniyam goes with anyat. What else is to be done? Okay. Is that right, Tara?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Looks right. And if darshaya is that the causal of the imperative? Okay.
From Vish.
Bhoprohita.
Bhoprohita.
Bhavadagya manusritya.
Bhavadagya
manusritya.
Bhataveham.
Bhataveham.
Savitri Mupadiksham.
Savitri Mupadiksham.
Tadadhunanya Karaniyam Darshaya.
Tad ananya karaniyam darshaya.
Vivaha videhe iti kartavyam kartavyam.
Kartavyatam.
Kartavyatam? Oh, okay. Kartavyatam atratya. Brahmana na ya na agnya asishu asishuhu ataha.
I think it's agnya asishuhu.
Agnya asishuhu.
All one word, aorist. Agnya asishuhu.
Agnya asishuhu. That's right.
Yeah.
Na agnya asishuhu ataha. Mam tat sampa. Tat sampadanaya ahwan. Okay, so vivaha videhe is marriage ceremony, or is that right? Mm-hmm. Ceremony of marriage, just a shashti tat purusha in the genitive, or ablative, but I think it's genitive. And then iti kartavyatam, is that what you said it was? Tavyatam?
Iti kartavyatam.
Okay.
It's in the genitive, did you say vivaha vidhi?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. It's from vivaha vidhi.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So is iti kartavya and then tam, is that a compound?
A carpet? Yeah, it has a. It's in the book here. I've never heard of it before, but if you see in the vocabulary,
right.
Iti or kartavyata, method or way of doing anything.
Right.
So, you know, when vivaha means marriage, and vivaha vidhi, those are all of the steps
mm-hmm.
involved in the performance of a marriage.
Okay.
So you just say the vivaha vidhi. But you understand, yeah, okay.
But my question is for iti, so I know I got the iti kartavya, but is this declined in the feminine accusative singular?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what
iti
I thought.
Kartavya,
I thought you were...
Tom.
You
so
tom?
It's in the tom. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
I,
it's feminine,
was,
yeah, so it's feminine accusative singular.
Okay, when I was saying it, I thought you were telling me to break it up as iti kartavya and then tom.
No, kartavya,
okay.
Tom.
Yeah, so it's accusative singular.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
So, and then we have atratya, which is nominative plural.
So
that would be atratyaha.
Yeah.
And it means found here or belonging to this place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then brahmanaha, so the Brahmins belonging to living here that are from this place.
Mm-hmm.
And then na agnya sishuhu is third person plural, sixth variety of aorist. Don't know, they don't know. Mom is me, accusative singular. Tut.
You forgot the ataha.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Ataha. And then mom is me. And then tut, therefore, sampa danaya is the dative singular in order to accomplish. And then ahwan is from Hue, and it is third person plural. They called, and it's this, I think it's the second aorist. Anyway, it's one of the earlier ones.
Oh, wow.
If you look on page 181, it's in that list of unusual forms.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's in that list, and it has an unusual form. Hue goes to Hua.
Goes to Hua,
yeah.
I see.
And then what's ataha mean? I forget.
Therefore.
Okay, so would the tut then not be therefore? Because that would
no, it means therefore also.
Okay.
Where? Is there a tut there?
Yeah,
no,
there's a
no. Their tut doesn't mean therefore. The first tut.
Okay,
ataha
it. Means. It means it?
Well, it's going to be compounded with sampadanaya.
Okay, I didn't realize that. So that's... So then it would be in order to accomplish that... Okay.
The accomplishment of that.
Okay.
Tasya.
So that's a compound.
Yeah.
It's a shashti.
is that Nagya Sishu?
Nagya Sishuhu. It's an aorist.
What is the meaning? I was wondering.
Oh, to instruct. Yeah. Agnya can also mean.
Is it Agnya? Na.
No.
Wait, Agnya. Na is one.
Then Agnya Sishuhu.
Is the A is from
it's
the aorist because Agnya Sishuhu.
So A is A. So
is it Na Agya or Na Agya? That's what I was asking.
Na Agnya.
Agnya. They pronounce Gya as Nya.
No, that's okay. Yes. I was wondering, is it Na Agya or Na Agya? That's.
It's na in the
it's
long
na, it's agya, not agya.
Ah.
Agya.
Agnya sishuhu. How do you say it, Kiki? Agnya sishuhu?
Is it agyan or agya? That's what I was wondering.
Agnya. Because they are agnya means.
Agya means,
to, means
the hook, agya.
Agnya. Agnya means to know, to understand, to command. Here, yeah. Here it just means to know. Or to understand.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So it's in yeah, Agnya.
What's the root?
Okay.
Yeah. It's Agnya.
Agnya is the root.
It's the root.
I thought it was
Agnya. Is it A?
I thought so. Just a minute.
Maybe it is.
Just a second.
I didn't write it down. I don't know why.
J. Oh gosh.
Maybe it's just Nya. That's what it is.
Are you in Minecraft? Hmm. Oh,
wait a minute.
Let me just try this. Agnya. Agnya is a verbal form. Means to mind, perceive, notice,
okay.
Understand. Both the agnya, so a plus gnya.
Okay.
And then it also means, when it's a noun, it also means to order, to command,
yeah,
to direct.
Yeah.
But see, it also means to know or to understand. And here, the meaning is...
Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
So I thought just
gnya
is to know and understand.
But with a also,
with
agnya means to mind, perceive, notice, understand.
Mm-hmm.
And it also means to order, command, direct.
Yeah.
Okay.
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 So this
and we're used to it as to order or to command,
agnya.
Right?
What is
yeah.
Your
agnya? Yeah.
So what we have here is a plus nya. Is that correct?
Agnya. Yeah.
Okay. So the Brahmins here, the found here, don't know the method of
past tense. It's aorist, right?
Didn't know.
Uh huh.
The Brahmins didn't know the method of the the steps for the marriage ceremony. Therefore, they called me in order to accomplish it, in order to do it.
Right. For the accomplishment of it.
Okay.
Though we wouldn't say it that way in English.
Right.
Sure.
Tell me, what does Gui mean?
To call.
Gui means to call.
To call or to summon. Good. Is that clear?
Yeah. Vivaha vidheriti.
Vivaha vidheriti.
Kartavyatam atraya atratya. Kartavyatam atratya.
Yeah. Kartavyatam atratya. Atratya.
Brahmana.
Brahmana.
Nagyasishu rato mam.
Nagyasishu rato mam.
Rato mam.
Rato mam.
Tat sampadanaya van.
Tat sampadanaya van.
Avan. Avan is avan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I didn't do this one.
All right, I did work, I did do it. I think I got most of it.
Okay.
Anyway, okay. Astam aya sidra vistitim. Sorry, I gotta break it up.
You know what? I think it'd be better if we can do it.
Hmm.
Because for people who are listening to these tapes, if I ever put them online,
mm-hmm.
You read it, try to read it with a breaking the Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was trying to do it from the book, but I don't. I can just go from.
Yeah, try to break this up if you can.
Better.
Yeah, it's
Astam
easier.
Astam ayasit ravihi
ravihi
timirena.
Oh,
this is
timir.
It's not this one.
Navaha.
Good.
Tat kim adya api. Gam na adukshata payaha. Astam means sunset. What is ayasit?
Ya, to go.
I knew I'd seen it before.
Do you know Astam with a verb to go? There's different verbs to go. Means to for the sun. You put those two together for the sunset.
I know I've seen that before too.
So using Astam with a verb to go means the sunset.
Yeah.
Udai and Astam. Oh, I
thought. Verb to go. Ya means to go. Gach means to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's just in the imperfect third person singular.
No, because of the seat. So that's going to be aorist.
It is aorist.
Yeah. Like if you see the they have gly, a gloss seat.
I see it now.
Yeah.
Okay. So ayasit, the sun, so and then ravihi, the sun went down.
Right.
The sun has set.
Mm-hmm.
Timirena is instrumental singular for darkness, and then avritam is the PPP of Anvrit, and it means covered or filled. So the sky, and the next word is Nebaha, which is from Nebus, and it's sky. So the sun has set, the sky is covered with darkness or filled with darkness.
Often when we're using Avrita, we think of it in the sense of covering.
Okay, so covering is better. So the sky is covered by...
Just that's a common meaning, not that the other isn't correct.
Okay.
Just giving you the common.
Sky is covered with darkness, covered by darkness. Tat kim adya api. Therefore, tat kim is how or why. Adya api. Adya is today, and I think api is just a question marker here?
Yeah, like up to the, if you go adyapi, even to this moment, even up to right now.
And then gom is cow in the accusative singular. It's from go, which is one of those irregular nouns. And then na adukshata, which is from tu, and it's the seventh variety of the aorist, and it's the second person plural, you all. It means to milk. And then payaha is from payas, and it's accusative singular, milk. So one question I had is, if the verb means to milk, why do we also need the, do we need milk there as well?
It takes a double accusative.
Oh, I was wondering about that.
And,
okay.
And do means milk to, it's the verb of
just
milking
the action.
Milk.
Yeah, so you're squeezing out the
so
milk.
So you're milking the milk.
Milking the milk, got it.
Yeah.
So wait, I'm sorry, I missed that. Where are the two? Adukshita is
it takes a double accusative. It's second person plural, so it takes a double accusative, so it takes cow, which is in the accusative, and milk.
Both cow and milk
are
in the
milk
accusative.
Are the accusative in the verb. So you
gom is in the accusative, and then
accusative singular. And milk is the
you milk the milk, and you milk the cow.
Where is the milk, sorry?
It's payaha, payas.
Oh, okay. That's also the word, singular.
And do you remember this is an unaspirate du, D-U-H?
Mm-hmm.
And remember when it takes that aspirate and all the steps that go into involved with that?
Yeah, changing.
And the ha goes to kshan, all that.
Oh, my God.
Remember?
Yeah. So the sun has set and the sky is covered by darkness.
Yeah.
Therefore, why haven't you all milked the cow today?
Milk the cows yet?
Or yet. Yeah, milk the cow yet. Why haven't you yet milked the cow?
She's plural. How many people are supposed to milk the cow?
Yeah, people. Just one cow, I know.
One cow, a lot of people.
A duke should do, but...
More than two.
It is plural.
Yeah, it is.
Huh? Yeah.
And that is accusative singular for go, right?
Could it be?
Maybe it's
Atmanapada. Then, if it's Atmanapada, it would be
just one.
Why hasn't he milked the cow?
Oh, yeah. It could be.
Let's see what this guy says in the Hindu translation.
Well, do is Atmanapada.
He says, therefore, why have you not as yet milked the cow?
Yeah.
But
it must be.
Oh, yeah, let me just check do and make sure it's only Parasmaipada.
No, it's Atmanapada.
It is? Or well, do is Atmanapada?
It is. It might be both, but in number six, it definitely says, it gives you some of the Atmanapada of the roots.
Yeah. Atmanapada.
Yeah, so it's Atmanapada. That makes more sense.
Then it's why did
he... optionally,
Let's see.
Well, would that work? It says for the seventh variety, do is seventh variety, and then for do, Atmanapada.
But...
Dukshat, or it's, maybe it's Ubayapada.
How could...
Adukshat.
How could it have an Atmanapada ending with the do?
Yeah, I don't
because
see...
Because look at the...
No.
No, then it would be third person singular if it's Atmanapada. Like, look on the previous page. For me, it's 191, but just turn the page over. Uh-huh. Previous page.
Uh-huh.
Look down where it says Parasmaipada, and then Atmanapada. They do Alikshi. And look at the third person.
Right, but this is not third person. This is second person, right? He's talking to you.
Does he have to be talking to you?
Oh, I guess not.
That's what I was saying.
Why hasn't he or she milked the cow?
So it's either going to be, in the Parasmaipada, it would be the third person, the second person plural, or in the Atmanapada, it would be the third person singular.
Right.
Then you'd say...
Why hasn't he milked the cow?
Yeah.
It's a singular is better than...
Yes, it is, because there's only one cow. Doesn't make sense.
But if it is the plural, I mean, if that's right, then it would be second person.
Yeah.
Plural, you know, so it's going to be a matter of context.
I mean, are the forms going to be exactly the same for third person singular?
No. Third
person plural and second person, sorry. Second person plural and third person.
Yeah, they're the same.
Mm-hmm.
They're the same. Look on page 191.
Alikshat. Yeah, Alikshat.
Yeah, they're exactly the same.
So this is then a situation of context.
So probably he is singular as well.
But wouldn't you say, why haven't you milked the cows if it was plural?
Or why hasn't he milked the cow?
Hasn't he milked the cow? The sun's gone down. But I don't really know what it is. We'd have to... It's context.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good. So for next week, do you want to finish these sentences?
Mm-hmm.
Carol, you know what? We're going to New York. Oh, you are? Let me just see what it is. I don't know what's going on.
It should be
fun. It's alright. It's okay. You know, Lion, you can play the games on an iPhone, you can play it on the computer.
Wait, Lion or Snow Leopard?
No, it's not Snow Leopard, it's Mountain Lion.
Oh, Mountain Lion.
Yes.
Carol, I'm going to be out of town next weekend. We're going to New York on the 31st. And come back on Sunday.